Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Brooke.
I'm Danielle. We're so excited to be back. Hey, Brooke.
Danielle told me she's going to do this, you guys. This was not my idea.
Brooke.
Yes, Danielle.
I got horses in the back.
We just had to look up what the next part of that song is. It's, I got the horses in the back. Horse tack is attached. What is a horse tack?
Black.
Yeah.
Guys, this song is in my head permanently, at least for the next few days.
I don't know what to do because every time I'm like, I lose my train of thought, like that's what it goes to. So like, I just like,
doing work, blah,
no,
blah,
I really am. It's like, but it's like that beat. It's like the, I go the boom, boom, like, yeah. Like, you know what I'm talking. And now we're getting it stuck in everybody else's head. So
you guys are gonna be singing it all day, and then I also like hit the whoa at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just,
so funny.
It's a lot.
I love how that's like going around. Like everyone puts on their snap story. I think it's hysterical.
It's
though.
So funny. Like you doing it with your cast at formal highlight of my night.
Thank you. So much. I don't know. I was like, I'm gonna do this right now. Like it just like crossed my mind. But you did it too. Everybody was doing it.
I did. Yeah. Oh my god, I did it formal too. My date and the ladies too. So
I've been
funny.
Seeing it. Everyone's snap story. I think it's so funny.
I really think it's funny. It hasn't lost my interest yet.
Keep
I feel
it going.
Like it's just so funny. We need to like start a thread on the Gals on the Go group Facebook.
Oh my gosh, we
Everyone
should
hit the whoa.
Yeah, because it's like people are put it in your family group chat, like stuff
no,
like that.
Legit. So
I don't
funny.
Even think my parents would never do that. Even if I begged, I was like, if I was like do this, they'd be like, nah.
No, yeah, my mom like picked up on the whip and the dab and the nay nay, but I haven't heard her say anything about the whoa. I don't think it's not as prominent because it's like a weird thing.
I feel like it's more of like a Twitter thing now, unless of like a I don't know. Because I feel like whip and all that stuff, like, made its way to, like, modern day news so that, like, they can, like, educate the mass. You know what I mean?
No, totally, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it hasn't gotten that point yet.
No,
interesting.
Yeah. Welcome to Gals on the Go, where we talk about
life.
Well, actually, today's episode, we are going to be doing an advice episode. You guys emailed us your advice questions. You guys sent a lot of amazing detailed emails, and we really appreciate that because it allows us to diagnose. We're really not doctors or therapists out here, but we're really trying, and you know, it'd be fun to just kind of see their situations. And there's some of these that we looked at are kind of similar situations that we've dealt with, so we thought we could relate.
Gosh. I love giving advice. Like when friends come to you for advice, I do opinions.
I'm like honored, totally.
Me too. I freaking love it. And I love it like when I give like really good, like unbiased advice, and like then later on, or like when they come back weeks later and they're like, thank you, like I applied it and it worked or something. I'm like, aww. Oh my gosh, I feel so like.
No, it's
that,
true.
Yeah. So we're definitely not experts, obviously. We're not going to cover anything, like, too deep because, obviously, you know, seek your professionals out. But just for general things that we've dealt with, I think it will be a little interesting app.
Yeah, and it's not biased because we don't necessarily know you or that other person.
Yeah, it's
involved.
True.
There are no ties.
It's very true.
So it's just one way to look at it, obviously, like, take it with a grain of salt. And something I do when I ask people for advice and I'm not really sure if, like, what they tell me, I want to do the other thing, then I know what my heart is, like, where my heart is. If I'm like, oh, I wish you said the other thing, you know, it kind of helps you. So allow us to guide you, and hopefully you guys can just relate it to your own scenarios as well.
Completely agree. So if you aren't already following our Instagram, at Gals on the Go podcast, that's where we we had you guys send it to our email, but we post on our story, like send your things to our email. So go ahead and follow us on there. Join the Facebook group. It's popping these days. We've been posting the exclusive content.
Yeah,
of
there's some exclusive content on there.
We'll get to that. And I think that's it. Follow us on our personal Instagrams. Danielle has a big week coming up. Are you going to talk about that at all?
Yeah, I'll talk about my highlight.
Okay.
Faux shizzle.
Sweet.
Why am I saying faux shizzle? Can we just stop?
I don't know.
Sorry. I posted in the Gals in the Good Group Facebook today. I was like, is anyone else having a sleepy morning on this Monday? Because I am. My dad can't be listening to this. He'll be so mad. I had a coffee on my way to class this morning, and then I got a venti iced coffee. That's a lot of coffee.
R.I.P. Just R.I.P.
R.I.P. And I'm still like, ugh. I'm going to spin after this, but I think it'll wake me up.
Yeah, I think it'll be good.
Also, PSA, if any of you guys live in Athens, Georgia, or nearby, Pervello, Athens, the spin studio I've been kind of hinting at, is opening this August before school starts. I will be there every day. I'm about to be a fit queen. I'm probably not going to.
So
I'm
fun.
Probably going to cancel my Orange Theory membership.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. I was considering what to do with my fitness situation right now. And
can
just
do, like,
moving
abs?
Forward to the future. I could probably still work out. I haven't worked out in like 2 weeks now just because since my wrist breaking.
Sure.
And they told me I can like go to the gym and use the treadmill and stuff, I'm just like still really scared because I'm like nervous I'm gonna like if I fell or something made it worse. But I mean, I really should be active though. I really need to start like going for walks or something with friends because we have a walking trail kind of like by my house.
That's cute.
So
I'll go and walk with you. We can walk and talk. Yeah. And your birthday is next Monday.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Oh, that will be good. It'll be like next week will be like an exciting episode then because...
Oh, next week's a big episode. Yeah. You guys need to stay tuned. It's going to be a solo episode for Brooke. Yeah.
So, oh my gosh, we'll be like turning 22 and
you should
stuff.
Talk about 22 things you've learned.
Yeah.
And then you can talk that's about dope. Some other exciting things. It's just a much needed solo episode next week.
I know, because I hate like taking over like whenever I'm always like, oh, I have all these like, announcements, but it's like... No, I don't know. I'm annoying. I'm annoying.
You are not annoying. People are listening to the podcast to hear what's up for the most part.
Yeah. So well, there's been aggressive life changes in both of our lives, I feel like. Lately.
It's been a year.
2019 already.
That's
we're
so
3 months. We're on the fourth.
No,
month.
I thought about that this morning. I was like, it is April. I remember New Year's Eve. Like it was yesterday.
Because it basically was yesterday. I feel like we just got back and it's like.
Where were you for New Year's Eve? Were you with friends?
Nola.
Yeah.
Yes. For Sugar Bowl Baby. Isn't that so crazy?
Okay. No, it's like, it's just, like, if you would have asked me how my, like, if my life was like this right
now. Yeah, that's so weird for you. Oh my God. So many dramatic life changes.
Yeah, you too, buddy.
2019. So, well, with that being said, we'll hop into the highlights and lowlights and give you guys a little life.
Also, exciting catch news. Shout out to our new producer for the podcast.
Oh, yes.
Will. What's up,
of course.
Will?
Oh, hey, Will. Yeah, we're so excited. So, you guys have been noticing, I mean, we have the podcast one, like, jingle? Would you call it a jingle? Over the track. Over the, like, podcasting.
Yeah. And he's gonna start editing the podcast for us. We just had a call with him, and I told him my just want and need for the highlights and lowlights.
We're working on it. So, thank you so much, Will. He seems like a great guy.
Yeah, so, just get hype. We're doing some jingles, some other stuff along the way. Jingle all the way. Yes, so... low lights, let's start with.
Okay, great idea. So, my low light is just that my wrist is still an adjustment, like, getting used to it. I mean, I know I've talked about it so much. Everyone, it's the running joke. It's like, everyone came up to me this week, and they were like, oh my God, your wrist. It's like, oh, I didn't know. Like,
I honestly didn't even notice. Like, when I saw you at formal, I wasn't like, I don't know, you looked great.
That's good. Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it. It's a sleek cast. It's so slim, so I can't really complain about that. But, yeah. It's just like a running joke though, because literally everyone has come up to me at some point and been like, oh my gosh, your wrist. So anyways, but it definitely still hurts a bit. It hurts when I use it a lot.
Really?
So if I'm like, if I like
driving and stuff,
not even really driving. Cause I drive with my wrist, like basically on my lap, you know what I mean? So especially with highway driving and stuff, you don't really, I mean, you're supposed to keep them, I guess, at the top and the like, what is that? 10 and 2 positioning or whatever. But I've had to adjust that. But not only that, it's like I can write, but it definitely hurts when I like clean my room, or I was packaging up like all of my Poshmark orders.
A
like
queen. Wow.
No,
impressive.
I want, oh my gosh, I love doing it. No complaints, but it's just like I would be like, okay, like now it's like kind of throbbing, like I just pushed it too hard, you know what I mean?
I saw someone tweeted you like, got my order from Brooke and she did it with her wrist broken.
Oh,
and
my
everything.
God, that's so sweet. I actually, a little anecdote, I
little
the
anecdote.
Other day, I think, so I guess it was like last Thursday, I made like a Trader Joe's cauliflower pizza, and I was like going to take a plate out of the like cabinet, so I like went and took it out, and then there was like a stack of like three plates or something, and I was going for the bottom one, but the top two ones were smaller, and normally like that wouldn't be a problem, you know, you just like kind of slide
it
out.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, but my wrist is not stable right now, so
mobile.
I actually, it's weird though, because then you're opposite, you're the wrist that you're not used to like writing with or whatever is also weak, so my friends thought that I like was just like weaker with the other hand, but I actually ended up using the hand with the cast on it, and
shattered
plates broken everywhere. So
it's not like, the end Brooke.
It's not the end of the world. Everyone's being so understanding about it, like no one's like, oh my gosh, what are you doing, you left it on, like it's like okay, your wrist is broken, like we get it, you
that
know
tweet,
so
everyone was sending you with the person falling
the skating. That's actually what
I actually
like.
Thought it was you for a second, because everyone's like, wow, I found the video of Brooke, and I'm like, that is a man, like was
that
it
is
a dude?
Not
once I looked closer,
and it's like absolutely just like so out of control, and there's railing. There was no railing.
Oh yeah, you said that. I'm not going to that place.
Rip, no railing.
Rip,
so yeah.
Rip.
So definitely a time with the wrist broken, but it's the showering too, that's the worst part.
I know. You sent me selfies. Or, like, when you were... The guys, bag. Brooke was self-tanning.
Oh, my gosh.
She had a trash bag over her arm.
It was... I feel like a robot. I'm like, okay, I'm a robot. Yeah. But I did manage to self-tan, and it actually didn't look terrible. So that was really impressive. So shout out Loving Tan. Nah, it's all been good. It's just showering sucks. People also said that the cast, this is so disgusting to me. It's fine so far. It's starting to get a little... It's like, you wouldn't look at it, Danielle, probably, and be like, oh, it's dirty, but it's starting...
You're gonna start.
Yeah, you can definitely see that it's, like, changing. The white is becoming more of, like, a darker white. But it's, like, it just looks like it's black, though, which is the color of the cast. So, you know, it's just, like, a little dirty, I guess.
Yeah.
People have said that's gonna start to smell, which is disgusting.
Yes. God, I'm not expecting that.
Like, I don't want to do that. But, yeah.
But you only have it on for 4 weeks.
Only three from today.
Oh, then when will it start smelling? Probably towards the very end.
I know.
Just spray perfume on it.
Yeah.
Put some essential oils. It'll soak.
You think?
Yeah, put some Breathe by doTERRA, like, around.
Oh, my God. I'll, like, stick it in.
Yeah.
People were like, keep a ruler with you at all times in case you're itchy. Because you, like, can stick the ruler in to, like, scratch your itch. I'm like, I'm not going
to
do that.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Like, when you look like that, you'd be like, that girl's a freak. Like, okay.
Also, I noticed your nails. I just got SNS. Because I used to get it. I like it better.
Yeah, you do.
I don't like getting it. Because I know you always do it, right?
Yeah, I do SNS every time.
I always do gel. And the lady was like, no, like, I'm making you do SNS this time. I was like, why? And she was like, trust me, it'll last longer. And they noticed because every time I go in, I always have peeled it off. Mm-hmm. And they get mad at me. So I can't peel this off. And I will say, SNS makes my nails look bigger, which I like.
It's definitely more of like a square look.
And I like that. Yeah. So shout out to SNS.
Interesting.
I just had to pop
No,
that
I do like it. Mine are... The problem with SNS, though, is instead of, like, I guess, like you said, with gel, you could peel it off or whatever.
Yeah.
It cracks.
I know. Yeah. And that's why I didn't do it, because I used to do that. And I did that. Uh-huh. And I didn't like it.
But it also lasts longer, though. Like, I'm going on, like, 4 weeks. I don't know how I'm going to get my nails
done. That's 4 weeks? Is that from when we went?
Uh-huh.
Oh, see, yeah. My gel's gone.
Oh, yeah.
From
duh.
That. Yeah.
So that was 4 weeks, right?
I did this because of Coachella, because I was like, I don't want to get my nails done for 4 months and then also for Coachella. So.
Understandable. I don't know how I'm gonna
such a rough life.
It's gonna be like I have to like bend my wrist in like a very odd way, so I've been procrastinating getting my like nails done.
Yeah, well, no, they still look good.
Yeah, they're average.
There you go.
Yeah, well, all good. What? So what's your low light?
So my low light, I've really, I can't lie, I have been having trouble coming up with low lights lately, which I think is a good thing.
That's the best case scenario, but you don't want to say that, though, because then life always throws a curveball at you, so you know what I mean? You're just going to say you're thankful.
That's me not my low light, which I cannot believe I'm saying this, and I know you could, like, you would emphasize this for sure with your situation, but... I'm getting kind of emotional that it's almost summer, but I guess that's a good thing because I guess it means I like being here because last year I was so ready for summer.
Yeah. I remember you were like counting down the days, and I remember being like,
Freshman year is not fun for me. It wasn't the best.
Yeah.
You know, this year's been a lot better, and I'm really happy that I'm happy I feel this way because I'll just be more excited to come back.
Yeah. It's also just leaving your friends and stuff too. Like, you don't realize, oh my gosh, I didn't see my friends for like 2 days once, and I was like, it feels like a summer apart. So now what are you going to, like, a whole summer? I mean, you'll probably see them with trips and stuff maybe.
Yeah.
But you know, it still
throws weird.
A dent
I
in
mean,
the plans.
The good thing with social media and stuff, like, mm-hmm. And, like, having Snapchat group chats and all of the above is nice because then you can, you know, keep in contact and everything like that. But, I don't know. Like, I've got this boyfriend now, so it's going to be a whole nother long-distance situation. So, I mean, like, it's fine. I mean, I've done it before.
Have you guys, like, talked about it?
No.
Oh, so then it's
I mean,
kind
like,
of
we
like,
kind
yeah.
of, like, brought it up yesterday, and he was like, oh, yeah, I was thinking about that. And I was like, same. Like, address it. I don't really know. I'm not all too worried about it. It's chill. But
no, I didn't mean it to bring it up to stress you.
Oh,
I was
no,
just, like,
no,
genuinely
no, yeah.
curious if you, yeah, because it's, I know it's kind of like a lot of my friends now with their boyfriends are talking about the future, and it's kind of, to some people they get scared, and some people it's like firm decision, so it's
yeah.
kind of like that mix. But graduating is so different than just
graduating
a summer
is different because like jobs, moving cities.
Oh, I mean, if you're moving across the country, that's a huge thing to consider.
Yeah,
like,
and
wow.
it's that's a tough one. I'm glad I'm not in that situation for sure. But yeah, that's kind of my low light. It's just I'm realizing like I this apartment I'm in right now, I've honestly loved so much. I'm gonna miss having this extra room.
Yeah,
but I'm also really excited to have a roommate and be a Delaney.
Oh, your bestie gal,
my bestie gal. So there's highlights and lowlights to that. But
living with your best friends is really fun too.
I just realized we only have a couple more weekends left, and I really am sad that you're leaving. Like, I'm excited for you, but I'm emotional about it.
I know. I'm sad too. It's like, it's so weird to even picture that.
Yeah. We're doing our first Skype test call this week, so we're going to make sure we figure
out. Yeah, it will all be good.
I think it'll be good because you'll just get this mic too.
Oh, it's so fun.
It'll still sound the same.
No, we're getting new mics from.
Well, we're getting new mics, but I think for when we do Skype interviews.
Yeah, for sure.
We're going to use this mic.
Yeah, but Danielle will visit all the time where I'm living this new. Well, not all the time, but
no,
you know what
no, I
mean? But yeah, like a bit.
I'll be there.
And I'll come back here. Like, we'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah. I'm not worried. No, I'm excited for where she's living because I'm not mad about coming to visit.
Yay.
So it'll be good.
And we it can will just be good.
Pack in the podcast, and then we'll do some solos. We'll have some guests.
We do have some, so long as everything works out, the guest schedule coming up is pretty lit.
Yeah,
so.
Like some, I'd say like
big people.
Big celebrities. I'm like, big I kind of fangirled a little.
I know.
When I got the other email the other day, so.
I know, we've been getting really, like so many.
Yeah.
Like, it's really opening a lot of doors for us. Thank you, Podcast
yeah,
One.
Yeah, thanks, Podcast One. We're getting really
so
excited about
excited.
That. Well, highlights.
Highlights. So I guess we're both going to talk about just our weekends and formal in general.
Highlight.
Is that what yours is?
A fun weekend. You too.
It was. Well, you had a jam-packed weekend.
That's literally what I have written down. A jam-packed weekend, but so fun. Should I just give a little lowdown?
Yeah, you go.
So, really good weekend. I'm exhausted now, though, but really fun. So, last year, for my freshman year, sorority form, Brooke and I were at Coachella. Cannot complain, but this year I was...
So, you never have experienced...
I had never experienced
formal, totally
forgot
so that.
I was very excited for this year. It exceeded my expectations. I seriously had so much fun. It's unlike any other, like, sorority event that we have. Like, it really is special. Everyone's in long dresses, and the guys are in tuxes. Love that.
And it's, like, so much more planning goes into it, I feel like,
yeah,
than a typical
date night.
Yeah, it's
like prom. It's college prom.
Yeah, it's, and you, I really, like, I had my friends that were, like, planning it, and I commend them so much, because you have to think about just so many elements of, like, the planning process, and it was, like... outside so that you know you have to do like the tents, the decoration,
the
like,
rain plan,
so it really is it literally I mean people call it they're like people are captioning their Instagrams like fourth college prom, you know, it's
I know
like, yeah.
And then people are like wait they actually have prom, like no. But it was so beautiful. I mean I'm sure you have to agree, like it was at this historical house in Athens, and like we walked up to the venue, and there was like I felt like I was at a wedding.
Uh huh.
It was like tents.
It was
and
so.
Lights and
I've never been to a wedding, but I would imagine that's what it would feel like.
Yeah. I don't know. It just it was just refreshing because in college it's a lot of more like chill, grungy, not grungy, but you know what I mean. Like
it's at like. Not at such nice venues almost. It's at like a place downtown or like, and it's not like really any planning goes into it. It's more like, hey, meet at this place at this time and we're all going to meet and have a great time. But it's not like.
And those are just as fun.
Oh, completely.
But it was just so nice. Like it was beautiful and everyone just looked so happy, you know?
That's very like your vibe. I feel like the formal vibe.
Oh, we got there and I was like, my element. It was beautiful. The band was great. They did I'm not usually a band. Neither of us are a band people.
Oh, not at all.
We prefer DJs.
When we
But what'd you think of the band?
I did like them. I just find it hard to dance to a band. But
yes, agree. I liked how they did like Bruno Mars though and stuff.
Oh,
was
he was
fun.
They
covers.
Were doing covers of like popular like modern songs,
yes,
which was nice and not
much
just,
appreciated.
Yeah, I think that they know with the college crowd. Like we know obviously the big hits from back in the day. But
yeah,
you know.
But a lot of my friends like love jam bands.
Yeah, I could vibe with it, but I would have definitely preferred a DJ. But for venue, I feel like a band was appropriate.
No, yeah, a DJ would have been weird at that venue because it was like classy.
Nice, yeah.
But I don't know. But it was so funny. Like I was like, as soon as Brooke got there, I was like, we're getting a photo with us and our dates. Like this is iconic. So if you're in the Gals in the Girl group Facebook, you would have seen that exclusive
photo. I know.
Photo.
She's like, I'm going to post the exclusive photo.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I just
you
thought
go
it was,
for
I was like, this is iconic. Like,
on the topic of weddings, did you see someone in Gals on the Go, like, invited us to her
we've
wedding?
We've gotten, like, 2 to 3, actually.
Yeah.
So we should look into that.
They were like, Brooke, you've never been to a wedding. Like, you should come to my wedding. And I was like,
oh, heck yeah.
I mean, if you're inviting me, like, maybe I'll be there.
I know.
When I,
no,
like, start
real.
My job, I really don't know what my life will be like in terms of travel and stuff.
Really
so.
Random. My friend Ryan, he goes to
not
Chicago.
Not BF Ryan.
Yeah, he said, Angelina Jolie just walked past me. That was insane.
Wow. He texted you privately?
No.
Oh,
like my friend
like,
group chat. No, that would be really, really
I was like, okay.
Me. Yeah, like,
cool.
we're really pals, but I don't know, that'd be weird. But I just thought that was really cool. Sorry.
Interesting.
What were we talking about?
Oh,
formal.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. So I guess now I'll go into the bit of it all. Yeah, I also had a great week/weekend. That's definitely my highlight. So everyone who's asking, not really many people have asked, more so just like general conversation, I feel
about
like
your
around
photo
it.
You posted?
Yeah. So I hope Brent isn't listening to this, or if you are, you can turn it off, you know. I feel weird. So our friend Taylor has a podcast. Taylor TK Juicy Polls is the name of the podcast. It's like one of my favorite podcasts, honestly.
It's so
I love it so much, because so she's known for like her polls on Instagram, and then she like asks her guests about, like, they create polls and then they like discuss the results and like what they would have voted and stuff. So a while ago, when we were on the plane to LA, so when was that? Like January?
MLK weekend.
Okay. So this was a while ago. We were listening, well, I was listening to an old TK Juicy Polls episode, I guess, and it was one that she had, like, some friends from Indiana, because they all went to school in Indiana or whatever, and Taylor's ex goes to Indiana, so it was, like, basically, it's, like, Taylor's ex's friends, but they're all still, like, one big friend group, basically. Mm-hmm. Super cool. And I was listening to it, and I heard Brent on this podcast, and I was like, oh my god, like, I was like, I love his voice, and
we
I just
like
love
wow,
what he was saying.
Cool.
I had like no service, so I couldn't like look him up or anything. I was like, oh my god, I'm so into it. So I like texted Taylor though, and I was like, oh my god, like, who is this person? All right, we started chatting. I'm just giving you guys the full background, just because I feel like that makes it more like contextual.
Totally.
Versus like, who is this person? So yeah, we've been talking for like a very long time, like months, honestly, basically since then. So that's like, how many months is that? Like 3 months or something. And we went on a bunch of dates when I went to Florida for spring break. So like, we've hung out before. And then I invited him to come to formal. So he came for formal, and he came for 3 days. So that was like fun. And he got to like meet all my friends and everything. But just for clarification's sake, we're not dating. Like, he's such a great guy, like, so fun, so cool.
I got to meet him. I was so excited.
I know. Danielle
guys,
was like,
the whoa. I ran, they are walking up to the venue. I was in line.
I remember that. Yeah.
God, and Ryan was like, what is she doing? I run. I'm like, oh my god, Brent, it is so nice to meet you. I'm big. I was so obnoxious.
Danielle is his biggest fan. It was so funny.
Well, I was there from the start with it all.
Yeah,
like, I was
you
at
were.
Dinner when. Yeah, well, you can.
No, because we were like at dinner, and then Taylor was like, "Oh my god, you guys have to chat." And then, like, I don't know, we just started talking and everything.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's like actually crazy how like full circle it came.
So millennial.
So that was my Instagram caption. It was so millennial.
No, he really is a cool guy, and he was a champ for coming.
Oh my gosh, and like all of my friends' boyfriends were like, "Oh, he's so great." So like, it was like really, really cool that he got to like see everything. And oh my gosh, I can't even imagine like entering that environment for someone else. Like, that is it's very challenging, because it's like you don't know anyone except for that one person.
And UGA is like a big college.
Oh yeah, university. And he's like, I didn't even say, he's like an adult now. Like, he has like a real job. He's a year older than us, so you're older than me. So like, he works like a real job in Florida right now. So yeah. He came, which was, like, fantastic, and then we went to, so, like, we hung out in Athens Friday, Saturday, and then we went to Atlanta yesterday. I went to Ponce. Great date spot, if anybody needs a good one.
Ponce
in the ATL.
Market.
Yeah, I was just telling Danielle, there's just so much to do.
It's
perfect. It's like you don't run out. Like, we had a bunch of hours, because his flight wasn't until the evening, and I was like, oh, what are we going to do all day? And it was so fun. So, yeah, it was a great week with him. Like I said, like, I'm still, like, very single. We're not dating or anything, just because of situations and whatnot. Also, like, I'm about to move and, like, start my job in my life.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's, like, such a weird period of transition for me in my life.
I think you're both on, the same page.
Yeah. It's just,
he's a good person to, like, talk to and, like.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It just, like, wouldn't work right now with life. So, yeah, that's the update. Still V-single, but great guy. So, yeah.
No, I'm happy for you, because, like, we've talked about this before. Like, neither of us had ever before. It was really just a really exciting time for both of us, because we had never before formal had, like, a formal or a semi or something where we took someone that we really wanted to be there with. Not
completely
someone you just
agree.
Got, like, set up with.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I guess you got set up with him. But, like, you had prior
Honestly,
knowledge.
I sought it out, though. Taylor is taking responsibility for this. And I was the one who, I think I followed him on Twitter first. And he, like, DM'd me on Twitter or something. So then we started chatting.
No, yeah. She was just the liaison.
Yeah, she was the no, for sure. I told Taylor, I was like, you need to have more boys on your show and, like, freaking hook it up
for the
listeners.
Gals,
and then there were people, like, commenting on my pic. They were like, please help me at Taylor. Like, they were like, it was so
That's
funny.
Funny.
So, yeah. And then I also just, another note, besides, like, great week weekend, but the week leading up to it, I decided to take that as my task of cleaning my entire life, because, like I said, I'm moving soon, you know? So, sold a bunch of stuff on Poshmark, like we said, but not only that, like, I literally just went through, like, so much stuff. I donated a bunch of stuff, and spring cleaning. Honestly, you don't realize how much, how, like, refreshing it is to your mental state and everything from doing that.
I need to spring clean my office so bad. It's the best feeling
ever.
Especially before you move out, so that when you're moving out, it's not as bad.
Set aside a day and do it, honestly. Yeah, it's a great, great thing.
Listen to a ton of podcasts, music.
Oh, I was jamming. I was listening to Ed Milet, like that.
Oh, so good. Very motivational.
Alicia, like, walked in my room, she's like, why are you listening to? Because he's, like, preaching. He's like, you got to get your priorities in order. And I was like, oh, and she.
I need to listen to him.
My roommates were like, what are you doing? Because it's just, like, it's so preachy, but it's, like, great, great content. He's so good, yeah. So
that's true.
It was so motivational, though. I'm like deep cleaning, I'm like scrubbing, I'm like, this is the content I need to hear. Yeah, so it's all good. It was like a really good weekend and everything, and just excited for the rest of the semester. I'll be here this weekend, so
oh yeah,
that's did another highlight for you.
Yeah, I'm going to Coachella. I'm so excited.
Yeah,
I'm leaving. So as you guys listen to this, this is Wednesday. I'm headed out tomorrow, and Olivia Vargas is awesome and is picking up Delaney and I from the airport.
So sweet.
Yeah, and then we're driving into Palm Springs Thursday night. Friday, the festivities begin. I'm going to Revolve Festival, which it's been a dream of mine for the last 2 years to go to that. So I'm really excited about that one. And
so awesome.
Yeah, Coachella. I mean, that's pretty much
all is well and good. I think it's, yeah. So, but then we'll have to hear all about your Coachella weekend and the dirty deeds. I hope you meet lots of celebs.
I know. I'm so excited. I'm excited for the Revolve Festival for sure.
Like, yeah,
they
that's
just announced the performers.
Big time.
It's like Tyga.
Shut up.
Oh my God, you would have died. It was like Schoolboy Q. Like all of those. It's like they're all under one label or whatever, I think. And so, like, all of them are performing.
Dude, you're going to have so much fun.
I'm just like, if I walk past Kendall Jenner, I might pee myself a little bit. So.
Oh my God, I'm jealous. You're going to have the best time. So send me lots of snaps.
We'll stay in touch. Will do.
Yeah, I kind of wish I was going now, but at the same time, like, I just have a lot.
Well, with your wrist, I was thinking about this.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, you would have, like,
it would have been a challenge.
Everything is just harder.
Exactly. Yeah. I definitely could travel with it and everything.
Oh,
now, but
for sure.
I wouldn't want to be, like, stunting around Coachella in my, like, cast. That wouldn't be the move. Yeah. So all is well and good. You guys are going to have a blast. And I'm jealous.
We have more opportunities. If all goes well, and maybe your career lets you get off for a weekend, and we can go next year.
I do. I have 3 weeks of vacation time.
Okay. Well, I think Coachella could take priority for that. If the lineup's good next year, we'll go. Gals on the go. Coachella.
Love that. Okay. So we're all good. And then we actually do have current favorites for you guys this week.
We do.
So mine is just a podcast. I just have been on the podcast grind, like we said, just like listening to... Yeah, we always post on our Instagram stories, both of us, I feel like, collectively, like, what podcast we're listening to.
Yeah, like, screenshots and stuff.
Yeah, because you guys always ask us who else we listen to, and we're both big on the... I've been, like, lacking in the music game and more into the podcast
game. Same. I've not been... I've been listening to the same music since January.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I like it still, but...
Uh-huh. I try to keep up with Spotify new music Friday and all that, but it's hard. So, definitely, I'm struggling. But I've been really into... And I've been, like... loving them for forever. I really just need to go to one of their live shows already. Girls Gotta Eat. So they're
so good. She got me into it.
Yeah, they're definitely like on the more like risque end of like girl podcasts. It's more it's a dating show, but it's more
but they have good guests on and
great
stuff.
Guests and it's like advice based like in a sense of like practical advice, which I feel like I really appreciate because it's more like I don't know. As a single girl, I like it, but then I feel like girls in relationships like it too. So it's more of like just like a, like it's just a good show.
It's just hilarious. Like, and they're so savage. Like the
they
things
are.
They say, I'm like, oh my God. Yeah.
And they both work in like social media. So it's kind of cool to hear like their perspective on like work and stuff too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I really want to go to a live show. They're doing one in New York May 1st though. So I'm like just missing it.
Yeah. They were just in Tampa. I was so sad.
But
a subscriber was like, are you going? I was like, no.
I did actually. See that they were in Tampa.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
I know.
We should try to figure out how we can go. Maybe they'll go to my future city though, and then I'll be able to
and then
do
I'll
a live
fly
show
in for that. And go
I just want to be like friends with them. So if anyone has to hook up, like I just want to be friends with these girls. I tag
no,
them
literally.
In all my Instagram stories. I'm like, please be my friend. But I think, well, they're also like they have like what like 10 years on us. They're like older than
us. Yeah, they have.
Got, yeah, we're
in
different
age gap
stages
for sure.
In life. All right. So what's your current fave?
My current favorite is the Vital Proteins collagen shots and the strawberry lemonade flavor.
I want to see what this looks like.
I'll show you. They're in my fridge. They're so cute.
Oh, it's like refrigerated.
Yeah, they're so cute. I'm obsessed. They sent me a ton of their stuff. They sent me the collagen powder, which I already have, so I got a refill of that. And then they also sent me their collagen creamer, which I haven't tried yet because it's coconut. I don't know, coconut's not my fave, but I'm going to try it. But then they also sent me this box of, like, little shots. Like, you get it, like, Creation Juice, like the Trevor's, you know?
Yeah.
And they're basically, like, flavored shots with that collagen powder in it. And usually I'll just put collagen powder in my coffee, but I always forget. So these collagen salts, they taste really good. And I mean, I haven't noticed a difference by any means. I just started taking them last week, but they're just like really fun. And I feel like if they do have the same benefits, I do notice when I drink collagen. So they're just really cool. Dope. I bet they're expensive though.
I really want to, I want to look into these. I've heard that they're really good.
I'll show you. They're like cutely packaged in my fridge.
I've heard everything from the Vital Proteins line is like, I've heard really good things about it.
So yeah. They had a pop-up in New York one time when I was there and we were just trying all their stuff. It was really fun.
Fun and cool times.
Fun and cool times. Cool and fun times.
Yeah. You're about to have a weekend, though, with a bunch of, like, I'm just excited for you.
You're like, so sweet. Yeah, I know. Really I do wish you were coming, but it's all good. It's you got to be good. A college student for a little bit longer.
I know. I only have, like we said, a few weeks left, so.
Yeah, no. It'll be fun. I'm definitely stressed because I'm, like, leaving very soon, but I'm just beyond thankful, so I won't be complaining. And Delaney is one of my best friends and just so easy to travel with and really funny, so.
Really funny.
Well, and so it's me, her, Olivia, and Taylor King, so.
I was thinking about this then, too, because, so, like, because I, like, I brought, like, Brent into my social circle this weekend. Like, Delaney kind of does that with all of your YouTube friends.
Oh, no, Delaney's, like.
That's so, like, it's a, you don't realize, but it's, like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because she's in, like, all my videos. Like, when she met Remy and Alicia, they were like, oh, yeah, we know who you are. We see you on her stuff. Like, every time I introduce Delaney to someone, they're like, oh, yeah, I recognize you from, like, stuff.
I feel like people feel that way about, like, non-social media friends, but, like, when they're friends with a social media person. Which is so crazy.
Oh,
that
it's crazy.
Because it's, like, you know their lives so well that it's, like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's excited for this weekend, though, because, I mean, she watches, like, she's gotten into YouTube. Time. She was like, are we going to see, like, David Dobrik? Remember last year we saw them?
Yeah,
I was rewatching my Coachella vlogs from last year, and, like, I remember there's a certain clip where I'm like, oh, my God, David Dobrik right next to me. Like, there's certain YouTubers that I do freak out about most. I'm just like, okay, cool, that's really cool that they're there, but I don't fangirl. But I remember when I saw David Dobrik, I was like, wow.
That's so dope.
Certain people, you know.
Oh, no, I totally get that. I freak out about people that, like, for me, it's not even about, like, the following count or whatever. It's like, if I just really am, like, obsessed with their videos and I finally get to see them in person, like,
Ed
this is
Westwick.
So cool.
Oh, my God. I wish I was with you so bad. If Ed Westwick asked me for a cigarette, I would pull a cigarette out of my
maybe
butt.
Maybe you'll see someone even better this year. Maybe Dan Humphrey, that's his real name.
Penn my God, Penn Pageli. Maybe the whole cast. Let's manifest and see if I meet them, and then you guys will be updated. I've seen Justin Bieber so many times, like, I'm tired of seeing him. I'm trying to think.
Weekend one is, like, the big weekend, too, for Coachella.
I really want to see a Kardashian. I don't know why. I just, that's a celebrity to me that I'm like, wow, like, I don't know.
Like, it's like a.
Yeah, like, YouTubers, like, you see them at Playlist Live, BeautyCon.
That no, you want to see, like, true celebrities, like, actors of shows you watch or whatever.
Yeah, in specific, Kim. I want to see Kim. I just want to see her. I'm not, like, obsessed with her. I just want to see her.
Yeah. We saw, oh my gosh, who did we see
Courtney,
last year?
Didn't
we see the cast of Riverdale last year? Was that not a thing?
No, I feel like I would have freaked.
I feel like in the corner, I didn't see the Sprouse.
Or maybe
boy,
I didn't start
but
watching
the,
it
yeah,
yet.
I feel like someone, I remember, I didn't see them, but I remember someone being like, oh, what's her, like.
Madeline Petch, was it her?
No,
the redhead? Camila Mendes?
Yeah, yeah. Someone was like, oh, she's over there. And, like, I think someone else from the show.
Oh, my God, yes. Because What's-Her-Face was talking to her. One of our friends went to go talk to Meredith Foster, who was standing next. I don't know why I'm remembering this scenario. I remember we were standing.
I remember we were saying it was Vance Joy.
Yes, it was Vance Joy. Because we're the Margo. Good times.
Good vibes.
Sorry, I hope we're not annoying you guys. Just a little recap. Oh, last year was so much fun. She turned 21.
That was a really good year.
Yeah, so much
but
fun.
This year has been great. The year of, like, for me, I'll talk about it more next week, I guess, but the year of, like, being 21 for me was, like, a phenomenal year in my life.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah, that's exciting for me.
Isn't it great when it gets better every single year? Like, that's wild, blessed.
Like, you can only go up from here.
Hopefully. I hope so. I mean,
that's
where
we're
who
at
knows?
Right now.
So, yeah, all
we
as
should
well.
Probably get into advice because I do have to skirt
100%.
Like
100%. So, like we said, we asked you guys for your, like, little advice thingies, and you guys sent in your situations, and we're gonna go ahead and
I know I wish we could get into all of them, because there's you guys sent in a lot. Like, as soon as you posted that on the story, we were getting so many emails, which I'm happy about.
So I have one pulled up right here.
Let's do it.
It's gonna be, I think it's a good jumping place to start. We're not gonna say names just because we told you guys we'll keep it anonymous and we want to respect your privacy and everything, so love that. I'll read from this girly. Hi, Brooke and Danielle. Hope you had a great Sunday. Oh, so sweet. A little about me. I'm a junior in college. She lives in LA. The problems. I've always been feeling annoyed with myself because I'm a junior in college and I've spent more than half of my college experience feeling so insecure. I want to know if you guys ever get this feeling and how do you deal with it? And here are my specific questions. Number one, do you have those girlfriends that are so close to perfection? Like, yeah, I know no one's perfect, but my friends are literally stunning. I love them, but I'm always mm-hmm. comparing myself to them. And then number two is, like, how do you deal with judgmental people? And three is just, like, good old body image issues. So, I mean, I picked this one because I definitely have those instances with especially
our sorority as a whole is beautiful. I mean, everyone here is beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Like, I completely relate to that.
Yeah, and it's definitely difficult when they're, like, so close in your life, like, good friends and everything. I feel that way about, like, my best friends. Like, we put on clothes and they just look so different on them, or just how maybe they don't have to try with their skincare routine, but I'm, like, busting my butt over here, you know what I mean? Like, trying all these different things, or, like, my body, like, I just have to work out harder, like, things of that sort.
That so
I
definitely hard when, like, they're not, like, they just don't care about what they're eating, and you're like, I'm trying so hard.
Like, you're over there, like, busting it. So yeah. I definitely understand that. But honestly, I think, oh my God, it's so cheesy, like, the advice that I have to give, but it's just, like, not compare yourself, and, like, you're beautiful in your own way.
Because they have their own insecurities. Everything we're going to say sounds so basic, but it's true.
Yeah, they definitely do, too. And just, I think you just need to focus on the positive. Because, honestly, I felt that way, too. Like, there's parts of my life where I look back and I hate all the pictures from it or whatever, because, and then you, but then you look back on the pictures now and you're like, oh, like, you thought you were so fat in the moment or something. I've had that. Where, like, senior year of high school, I was so wildly insecure. I thought that I was, like, the biggest I'd ever been. Because I was growing. But now I look back, I'm like, I was so tiny.
No, right?
Right? So I think that you just need to live in the moment and stuff. And you don't want to waste away your whole college experience being, like, super insecure and everything. So I think you just need to push through with the confidence. And, you know, sneak in those little things that will make you feel more confident. Whether that be, like, the working out or the eating right. If you feel that that will help you a lot. Or, you know what I mean? Like, go and buy yourself, like, literally like a bomb ass outfit or something, or like a bomb, like, I don't know.
I think the working out thing or whatever, it maybe really helped me. Like, I remember during this winter break, I was just getting some comments that really did affect me about my weight and stuff, and after that I got back on my fitness grind. And when you're actively trying and you're mm-hmm. actively working out or eating healthy, like, maybe you don't see changes right away, but you can't be as mad at yourself or more as much as insecure, because you know that you're trying. Like, that's what I was for me. I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'm not seeing the results yet, but I know that I'm getting closer to that.
Yeah.
Hydro flask,
okay,
baby.
And it literally sounds like I'm drawing a sword when you do that. Do you notice that? Like, it's like that, like, thing. I'm basically...
It literally sounds like your Thor, like, it drives out your sword.
Game of Thrones. That's Game of Thrones. Oh. Game of Thrones comes back this week, so that's exciting.
I saw
Sorry.
Your background is a... who is that? What's his name? Jon Snow?
Kit Harington. Jon Snow. King of the North.
I just don't
if you
think
know,
I can
you
get
would
into
know.
It.
Yeah, it's so deep. Sorry,
that's
cut you off. So, anyways, I think that I definitely agree with what you're saying, Danielle. Just sneaking in those little things, but I think that you do have to realize that everybody feels that way. I mean, I really should ask my friends if they ever feel that way, because I definitely feel that way in my friend group, in our sorority, at our school, just in general. But you're gonna feel that
like during sorority recruitment.
Yeah, brutal.
But you just can't, and like. I'm not going to, like, say names or anything, but I have very close friends who are so insecure, and I think they are the most beautiful thing, and everyone else thinks they're beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Like, I have a friend that, like, all these boys are obsessed with her, and she thinks that no boys love her. You know what I mean? Like, uh-huh. It's everyone's, like, own perspective, and it's also, I don't know, to each his own, and everyone's got their own battles, and I know that everyone has told you that, but it's so true. And when you can finally, like, allow that to resonate within yourself and, like, actually believe in it, you'll see how it's true.
Yeah, definitely agree. So I would say, just go ahead and push through, and you got this, girly. I think just, like, general.
You got this, girly.
General, and also, like, love yourself. Learn to love, like, little things about yourself. I've learned to, like, I used to literally hate looking in the mirror, especially with clothes on, without clothes on, and then, like, I don't know, recently I, like, went through, like, kind of, like, a shift where I'm, like, I love my, like, just, like, little parts of my body, or, like, I'm, like, wow, like, I have, like, my waist is, like, curvy these days, but I'm, like, I kind of like it, you know what I mean? So I think just going through and, like, really learning to love yourself, even though.
Yeah, certain parts just be like, okay, I love this about myself.
Uh-huh. And just generally feeling confident, but it's tough.
We're
all in the same boat. Even guys, too, I think.
Oh, my God, guys sometimes even worse, because if you think about it, like, being a guy, like, I had some guy friends growing up in high school that would get, you know, acne, mm-hmm. and they couldn't necessarily put makeup on.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, if you're a guy, you're, like, not stuck with it, yeah. but you know what I mean?
Like, I think guys also deal with, like, physicality, body issues, too. Like, if they're mm-hmm. not, you know, they're not fit enough or whatever. Like, I think, so every single person on this planet's dealing with it. So.
Yeah, everyone's got their own thing going on. I mean, my personal, I've talked about this, my personal insecurity are my legs. It's just always been how it is. And everyone's got their own thing, but then so I highlight other parts of myself, and that's what I try to flatter. Like, you also dress for your body type and everything mm-hmm. like that. And you just have to learn to love those parts because everyone's got their different genetics at the end of the day.
It's genetics. Yeah, there's nothing you can do about it.
So. Yeah. Well, do you want me to go to the next
yeah,
one?
Let's...
I've got it queued up. All right. Hey, girls. I'm sure you get a million questions regarding guys, so I apologize in advance. Like I'm sure every girl that's single feels from time to time, I get a little lonely and wish I had a boyfriend. But anytime I actually start talking to a guy, I get to the point where we're about to go on a date for something like that and freak out. Feel that. Sometimes I'll still go, but most of the time I just get myself out of the situation. Oh, big mood. I think it may be because I'm really self-conscious that they won't like me, and it sucks because I feel like I miss out on a lot of opportunities. I'm basically just looking for advice on getting out of my comfort zone and feeling confident. Well, I'd say, Brooke, you got out of your comfort zone this weekend.
Yeah. No, it's definitely difficult, and I have honestly struggled with the same things as that. So what is, it's more of like a closeness issue, like she's scared to like open up to people and like get close with them, kind of like boys.
I think it's that, but it's also because I feel like this too, like when I would get set up for like sorority date nights and stuff, I was like so excited, and then the week of I was like, oh my god, like I actually have to entertain this guy.
Yeah.
And what if he doesn't enjoy my company and he like ditches me, or like, you know, it's like instead of like doing it, you just kind of avoid it right away when it could have been such an amazing situation. Uh-huh.
I think what I've just learned is just to be more chill and accepting of situations like that. Like literally just take a deep breath and realize in the significance of life, it's not that big of a deal. Like just
Things aren't a big deal. It could turn out to be something amazing.
Exactly, because I remember, like, I don't know, before dates, like I said, I always, like, hype myself up, and I get so freaking nervous, and I want to, like, throw up and die, or, like, yeah, I get that.
No, literally same.
Ugh. Or, yeah, getting set up on things, like, of course, everyone's going to get a little nervous, even the most confident of people, but I think you just have to learn to let go and know that, you know, you're not going to be in control of everything, and just... My mom, oh my god, I'm going to reference Adina's advice. She always tells me, she's like, you know, you got to let your hair down. So
oh my god, that was the funniest thing.
She's like, you need to let...
It's true.
Yeah. And it's so true. Like, let yourself enjoy life and let yourself... Like, you deserve it. You deserve to enjoy life and you deserve to, you know, be at peace and chill and whatever that may be. So, I get it. I struggle with this too in terms of, like, opening up to people and, like, allowing myself to be... happy with a boy or something.
100%.
But just know that you deserve it and that you can do it. I don't know.
Yeah. Two things on that. One, touching on wanting a boyfriend, the worst thing you can do to yourself is say you want a boyfriend.
I completely agree.
Because now what I'll do is when my friends say, like, oh, like, I really want a boyfriend. Like, oh, I should have a boyfriend. Is there a guy or girl currently that you are into? Well, no. And I'm like, well, then there you go. Like, mm-hmm. no stress, easy, boom, done. Just chill. Life is okay. And I think, I don't know. I just think that's really important to remember because it's so easy to be like, oh, I want a boyfriend. Like, I want someone to love. And that's okay to say. Like, I'm not saying don't say it. Like, I've said it before, too. But if there's not even anyone that you're particularly interested in, like, I mean, what are you going to do, right? Like, there's no one. And then the other thing I wanted to say is what Brooke was saying. Like, let your hair down sometimes. Like,
you probably can relate to this with, like, recent relationships and whatnot.
Yeah, like, when I first met him, I was, like, so nervous, and I was just, like...
I remember you were texting me, oh, my gosh, because you were, like, well, then this happened. I'm, like, Danielle, you need to chill and let yourself...
literally, word for word,
let yourself enjoy it. Like, it's a you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was just, like, thinking, like, I remember being on the phone with my mom, and I was, like, finally at such a good place, like, being single and confident in myself and, like, all my workout grind and, like, everything was good. And then I met him and I was, like, well, shoot. And then it's just so I could have easily been, like, you know what, no, I have too much to do. But he was, like, no, I like you because you're independent. And then when you find that balance, like, it's okay. And, like, now I will say my guard's let down a little bit. So now I'm, like, freaked out. But, like, I also really enjoy it and I'm, like, so happy now. So it's, like. I don't know, an interesting balance.
That is interesting.
So, but if you get asked on a date, go. Why the heck not? My aunt was telling me the other day.
Really?
She got asked on a date, and I made her, it was when I saw her in New York, I made her message the guy back on Facebook.
Oh my god, I love it.
Because she was like, well, I don't know if he's my type. I'm like, he might not be, but he is reaching out to you,
exactly.
And he wants to buy you dinner. Like, why not go?
Exactly. Take it as like a little getting gassed up? Is that as a gas?
No,
up?
Literally.
Like oh,
you and I talk about it a lot. Like, yeah, it's flattering. Why not?
It is flattering. You know? It's literally flattering when people are like, you look good. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Sometimes it's good to just feel flattered.
Yeah.
And I think looking, like, I completely agree. The whole, like, looking for a boyfriend thing just isn't going to work. It doesn't work for anybody.
Because you will just be
everyone
so
I know that has found a boyfriend has found it when they're not, when they're least looking for it or when they're, you know, peak singleness or whatever. So,
yeah.
Just let it go. It's all good.
Let it go. Let it go. The next question we just got in, I just saw the subject. It said advice on divorced parents, and I do have divorced parents, so I was like, you know, let's check it out. And Brooke and I can both touch on this. So, says, my parents have been separated my whole life, but they have stayed friends, and we did a lot of things as a family, just like my family, honestly. Now, my parents finally decided to get a divorce. I'm 18 now, and it hurts a little bit because my mom decided that she doesn't want to keep initiating family dinners and doing things as a family because she wants to move on from the past. Ugh, that's hard. She also recently just lost her job. I hate seeing my mom so sad, and I don't like being around her when she's like this, which I feel so bad for, but I feel like there's nothing I can do. What can I do to help my mom heal? What can I do to stay positive through this whole mess? Thank you so much. I love you guys. We love you too. This is something
so tricky. That's like one bad thing after another.
It's so hard. There's so many different ways you can approach this. And like, yes, it's about the divorced parents, but like, there's been times in my life where I felt individually bad for one of my parents. And even like with your parents being together, there's times like, let's say when they drop you off for college or like when your mom and you are texting like, oh, I miss you. Like, you're like, oh, I just want to be with my mom. Like, I know she misses me right now. And it's so hard because us as kids, like,
You're so right. Yeah.
Our parents do so much for us. And so that when we feel sadness from them, because you can tell when they're like missing you or they're not.
I really miss you. I really wish I was there. One of those.
Or like when they're sad or bummed out and they just need some picking up. It's like as a child, you're so used to them healing you that it's like, whoa, how do I do this? And I think the biggest thing you can do is just be there. But the one thing, and this is something I've always been told, it is not your responsibility though for their happiness. I mean, you didn't tell them to get divorced. That was their own thing. And if this is your mom that's initiating it or not initiating these family dinners anymore, and I understand she wants to move on, like, it's hard. But you can't feel bad for her. Like, you can be sympathetic towards her, and you can be there for her when you're there. But have your own life. You know, don't worry about her all the time because she is okay and she made that decision, hopefully, like, you know, in a good state of mind and, like, wanting to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, just, like, initiate every now and then, like, once a week, like, getting dinner. I don't know if you live at home or whatever it may be, but I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, and especially, I mean, the whole, like, losing your job part. Like, I mean, you're only 18, so there's really not too much that's in your control. But, like, yeah, just being there for her. And I think this is a real test, like, going through, like, a big struggle. So I think just, like, showing that you're the support. It's so weird because it's like you said, like the whole parent-child relationship, but then as you get older and like 18 is an adult, like you're an adult, so you need to support your parents as an adult at this point and be, or your mom specifically, I guess. Yeah, so I think it's like that relationship is kind of pivoting from like the child parent to like the
friend, kind of like
almost like a friend, but like it's just a true test to like your family, like your family bonds and like relationships and like being that rock that she can lean on during this time. And I think just showing that you'll support her and like helping out in any way you can if she needs you to run errands while she's applying for jobs or something, like just picking up the slack where you can.
Yeah, but not, don't like, you know, let it consume your whole life.
Oh my gosh,
of
course.
I've seen friends that are, you know, it's so important to be there for your family. But one thing my mom has always told me is, and my dad, you know, I want you to love your life and I don't want you to like be worrying about me ever, because at the end of the day, like it sounds like your mom made this decision. You know, she was the one who's not initiating these family dinners anymore. And you also can't let them get this involved with you. Like, don't let your dad talk to you about one thing and your mom talk to you about the other, because then you're in the middle of it. Just say, I'm here for you and I love you. So let's just watch a movie. Let's not talk about it because it's hard for you because you're close with both of them. So that's what I got to say about that.
Definitely. Next one. Hi, I go to a university on the East Coast. I've been talking to this boy for a while. We met through a mutual friend in October and we hit it off. We started to hang out about every other day and text, Snapchat, throughout the day a little. Needless to say, we were more than friends, but didn't have a label. We both knew how we felt about each other and things looked pretty clear and good.
This is very well written.
Yeah.
It's like a story.
I love it.
Oh my God. I know.
That's why I
like
these advice ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's where it gets interesting. He lives about 3 hours away from home and we would always go home for the weekend. At first, I gave him the benefit of the doubt And that he just missed his family. He's an athlete who never typically goes home in the season. Then I realized his ex-girlfriend goes to school in his hometown. Mm. And they've been going to see each other for a few months while we were, quote, together through his Instagram and found out through his Instagram and his friends. Oof. I remember politely asking why he would go home, and he said it was to see his family. I apologized and felt bad for asking. He said it's okay. Things got awkward. Point is, he lied and made me feel bad for feeling paranoid and feeling crazy. I never did get paranoid. I never get paranoid like I did, so that's why I knew something was wrong. Should I be taking this hard if I knew we weren't dating? I'm more upset with the fact that he lied and made me feel bad than him actually getting together with his ex. This sucks.
Ugh.
I'm really sorry. So it sounds like they're like it's over, right? Like they have ended things. So obviously that's the first step, is that, you know, clearly you deserve better. So
yeah, clearly deserve better. Yes. And you aren't crazy for thinking that, because sometimes you're like, oh, am I overthinking this? And you make yourself feel bad and they make you feel bad. Like, yeah. It sounds like he made you feel bad for being paranoid, but in reality, you're a smart gal and know how to do your
exactly. stalking. Exactly. I feel like girls always get this, like, idea. It's like, oh, they're crazy or whatever it may be, because, you know, guys, like, trick us into thinking that we're crazy or whatever.
Oh, for I know. Like, we are crazy sometimes, but, like, sometimes reason. We're not.
No, and I think this is just an excellent instance of you, how you trusted your gut and how you kind of knew that this situation was rough. And I
so they were dating, though? Or they weren't? Because she said, should I be taking this hard if I knew we weren't dating?
I think they were, like, together, basically.
They were, like...
They were, like, basic. It says, like, it's clear. Yeah, we both knew how we felt about each other, and things looked pretty clear.
Interesting. They,
yeah. So, I mean...
Well, I'm just curious, like, how did this end? Like,
I wish I got an ending, so I would like an update.
Maybe, I'm guessing he just hit her with the open. Like, did he hit you with the open? Because that's the worst. Ugh. I wouldn't be... I mean, yes, it sucks. But also, like Brooke said, you deserve better. And you... It sounds like you kind of knew before you even talked to him that he was going back to see her. And there's just... When it comes to hometown people, You know, sometimes it's just for them, it's just so hard to not get out of that. Like, I have some friends here that, like, still are dating friends from home. Mm-hmm. Or, like, boyfriends or girlfriends.
Or talking to, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just so unhealthy. And then they're, like, trying to decide between their college boo and their hometown boo. And you just don't want to be in the middle of that. Think about if you guys actually were dating and how much worse that would have been. So you almost skirted out before you guys were, mm-hmm. like, official and, like, met his family and everything. It sounds like... And he's an athlete. I hate to say it, but not to all, but no. Like sometimes they're a little bit more sketch and they've got a lot more going on, so it sounds like they're more busy than they actually are sometimes. This is not me calling out athletes at all.
But I think you are allowed to be upset, but at the same time, you know what I mean? Like, you, oh my God, you're a boss girl. You got to just get up, get after it, and like go back to being your best self. Like, it sucks.
Yeah, and you're in college. There's so many more opportunities to meet people and just exactly. have fun. Do your own thing. Make girlfriends. You know, you don't need to be worrying about this boy going home all the time.
Oh, my. What a stress on your life.
Yeah, what a stress. Such unnecessary stress. Yeah. I completely agree. But I am sorry. And that definitely hurts. And I know it sucks. Like, I'm not saying it's easy.
It's weird with, like, label. That's, like, another thing in our generation. It's the whole label thing is weird. It's like, are you dating? Are you not? Or I have so many friends that it's like, oh, well... I mean, they didn't start dating until January, but they were
exclusive. Yeah. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, or they were talking since whatever. It's like there's so many labels. It's like so many. Talking, together, dating, official. Like, I don't freaking know. It's so confusing.
It's really hard.
Make no sense.
It's just because we're all so scared, and so it's like, let's just do this instead of actually being boyfriend and girlfriend, which I do understand sometimes. Like, at first I was kind of like, oh, I don't know if I want to label just yet, because it puts pressure on it, but if you just choose not to, it's fine.
Completely agree. Okay, so we've gotten a lot of questions about kind of intimacy in relationships, I guess, and that whole vibe. And I guess, I mean, we are in no means in a state that we should be giving, I guess, like, advice on that. And that's not really, like, what we talk about on this podcast. Just because we keep it, like, light and fun and whatnot. Not that that's not light and fun, but it could be. It depends what your definition is. But I think that our general advice for that is just, like, make sure that you guys are, you know, being smart and healthy about it. Like, you don't want to get yourself in any, like, difficult situations. Obviously, consent is number one.
Yes.
And make sure you're getting regularly, like, tested and checked in terms of, like, internal health. And, yeah, just obviously, like, you do you. Have fun. Live your life. But just be smart about things, I think. And, yeah, look out for yourself, look out for your friends. Just make sure that everybody is in a good state. You know, there's been a lot of stuff happening. Even the news, just about, you know, it's scary out there. So I guess look out for yourself. Look out for your friends. I think that's something.
Just be smart about it all. We trust you, gals on the go.
Yeah, you got this.
Just a little PSA. This one's subject is my roommate makes me feel guilty.
Yikes.
Hello, Brooke and Danielle. So in pretty much every other way, me and my roommate get along so well. That's great. I'm a freshman at the University of Rhode Island and had a random roommate selection, and we ended up actually being friends, which was such a blessing. We're actually sharing a suite next year with some of our other friends, so it's a really great situation. That is really good.
Yeah, that is good.
However, when I skip class, and I skip when I know my time would be better used to do something else, finger guns, I feel that, she always makes me feel guilty, like even more than my mom. She'll kind of get cold and be like, I mean, I guess it's your choice, but it just makes me feel like a crappy person. I'm not sure if I should bring it up or not. I mean, next year we won't be in the same room, just the same suite, and in every other way, she's the perfect roommate. Please help. Thanks. Roommate issues are funk.
I get this because confrontation, I'm so awkward with confrontation.
You live with a ton of people.
Yeah, confrontation for me is like my worst nightmare though. But I do get that though, because you're in each other's business. Like I am in all my roommates' business. I feel like I've said something similar like this to my roommates before. Like
we
have different varying morals on things, it will be like, oh, like you're not going to this thing that you should be going to, even though it's like required or whatever. I don't think it's necessary to really particularly bring it up. I think you know deep down if you're right or wrong. Like, oh my gosh, I wouldn't let her, quote, judgment affect you so deeply.
I agree.
But at the same time, I guess if she would bring it up again, instead of maybe, like, fighting on and being like, it makes me feel upset when you say that, you could be like, why? Like, I mean, I have other work to do. Or something. Like, I would give some sort of...
kindness,
give some
kinda.
Yeah, like, give some sort of rebuttal in a way that it's like... not particularly like, I want to talk to you about something, because I don't think that's necessary in a situation like this.
It'll just make things weird.
Yeah.
She'll just feel stupid about herself, which she should.
Definitely.
But it'll just not be great. It's good that... I think it'll change when you guys aren't living in the exact same room. And also, you have to remember when she's saying stuff like that, she's jealous that she can't do that for whatever reason.
Yeah, I think... I always forget that when people bring things up to me, like, they'll be like, it's a projection of their own thoughts or, like, their own 100%. Judgment. So I think that's really important to remember, too. Yeah. I think with roommates, it's difficult because you have to decide when to make something a big deal and when to not.
Yes.
Like, I have so many things that happen with my roommates. Love them. Love you guys. But I'm like, I go back and forth in my head. I'm like, should I say something? It's something as stupid as the other day I literally considered. I was like, should I tell people to clean out? It's my vacuum. I got it for Christmas, and I like leave it plugged in or whatever every time I use it, and I always clean it out after I'm done. But my roommates, I don't know which one it is, or if it's like one in particular, because like I don't like know who's vacuuming their room or whatnot. Everyone can use it, but I'm like, I was gonna write in our like roommate group chat like, hey guys, just make sure you clean out the vacuum before and like leave it charged before so that the next person can use it. I'm like, it's just not that deep. Like, it's just not that deep. Is it worth it to bring it up? It's like you weigh back and forth in your mind like the pros and cons of doing things. So I think in this case, like, yeah, that sucks, and I guess she makes you feel like a crappy person, so that's like deep, but I think you just know it's not that deep.
Yeah, just know, it's like Katie Bellotti said this in her Thick and Thin podcast, like, you know, a thing of hot water, of boiling water, can soften an egg or harden a potato. No, harden an egg, soften a potato.
Yeah.
And you can choose which way you want to go.
It's so true. Like, no, that's a great quote. I was listening to that.
Like, you can choose what you want to do with that. And I think like I agree with Brooke. Sometimes like there's people that are like, hey guys, like, can you Venmo me $1 each for that? I'm like, it's not really necessary, you know? Like,
yeah, it's like little things, but it's like, it would be more of a big deal to bring something up than to just go along with it.
Yeah, because so then people are kind of like, oh my God.
It's totally worth weighing the pros and cons, and I think, yeah.
Yeah, obviously, but yours is valid, obviously, to feel
completely
like
agree, but I think that if it was any more deep, like, if it was that she was, you know, like, not bullying you, but, like, being, like, really rude about it, then I would say something, of course, but... I get it. I'm not a confrontational person. I feel like you're not really either.
No, I'm not. But when it's there, I've been a little bit lately, just because there's certain things that I'm just like, I need to.
Yeah.
But no, I'm a people pleaser as heck. So
I hate being in fights with people or on bad terms. Like I literally hate it. I would just much rather push the issue under the rug. I'm so one of those people, which is so bad. I need to get better about being like, hey, what you did made me upset. So I don't know. Maybe that's like a maturity thing I need to work on too. I'm not good at ending things.
That's a rough one. But I hope that helped a little bit and just kind of made you feel better. I mean, if it gets to an extent, you can just be like, God, would you just shut up? Like, there's been times where I'm just like, can you just... I am losing patience. Like, there are a couple times that I've had to do that in my life. But then they're like, oh, wow, this is really affecting her. So, and if you get a good grade in that class, be like, hey, like, remember when you made fun of me? Like, yeah, I just got 100 on that.
You, like, you're in charge. That's the thing about college, too. It's like, you're in charge of your own life. You know what I mean? Like, like we've said it before. Mommy and daddy aren't waking you up being like, time to go to class. Like, you're your own boss, so you shouldn't let someone else boss you around if you feel like you know what you're doing. But then again, sometimes it could just be her genuinely coming from a place of support, too. Like, she wants the best for you. Like, she wants you to get, like, make good grades or whatever for whatever reason. I don't know. Yeah. So, I think it could be from a bunch of different perspectives. Who knows?
Horses interesting. Horses on the back.
Make it stop, please.
Hashtag stop Danielle 2019.
Okay. Well, this podcast has reached, like, an hour in length, so we'll go ahead and wrap it up for you guys since we know you are all gals on the go as well.
Let us know if you guys like this. I was just having this thought. If people like this, and I just feel bad because we got so many emails and we couldn't address them all. If this is like a monthly thing or every 2 months situation where we do an advice episode.
I freaking love giving advice.
I know.
But I don't know if our advice is actually beneficial. So.
I think it's more of like, it's hard to call it advice. More of just like a conversational thing where we see your situation and we're like, this is our perspective.
Uh-huh.
Because when I hear my situation, other people's perspective, like, you know when you tell someone a story and then they repeat it to you, but in like the way they heard it and you're like, wow, when you say it like
it that. It changes your perspective, you know? Of things,
so
definitely.
I just hope that's kind of how it went for you guys. But I don't know. Again, we're not licensed or anything of the sort.
Of course.
But yeah, I enjoy it. And I love seeing all your your situations. And it's interesting.
It is interesting. So next week, I will be doing a solo episode. So you'll have to listen back on next Wednesday. We love having you guys.
Sorry.
Danielle.
Spaz attack.
Danielle has a busy week ahead with packing for Coachella and whatnot.
I don't even have my outfits. Like, I do, but I don't. You know what I mean? Ooh. Like, I've got pieces.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was talking to Keaton about it, and she's had her office planned for, like, 3 weeks. I'm like, bye.
That's the biggest... That was when I was, like, going. I was like, oh, my gosh, the outfits is the biggest stress.
Funny,
it's
funny. Yeah. I got this yellow dress from Revolve, and it reminds me of your yellow
romper. Oh, my gosh. That's hysterical.
Or was it a romper? Was
yeah,
it
yeah. Is it tie-dye? Or is it yellow?
No, I have to show you it. You're going to die. It's actually very similar to yours.
Really?
Like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it. I'm going to wear it to the festival for sure. I haven't decided if I'm going to, like... change at Revolve Festival after yeah. to like just normal because I got like a ton of Revolve stuff for Revolve Festival and then like Princess Polly Forever 21 vibes uh-huh. for like actual, so we'll see, but I just thought of you
but
in the yellow
as
outfit.
Well, so thank you guys again for listening. You guys are the best, like seriously
we love you guys
the
so
best
much.
Listeners ever. We are so blessed,
such good listeners.
Yeah, but we do have the best listeners. Yes. So be sure to let us know if you guys like this episode across socials.
Yes, stay tuned for Brooke's episode next week. It's going to be amazing. We're not like we were gonna do an episode together, but we just feel like it's time for her. She's got some big announcements coming up, so we just thought it was perfect.
Yeah.
And I'll be gone, and it'll just be less stressful for me.
So. Oh, yeah. No, Danielle doesn't get back till, like, I don't know, your
Monday.
Trip is kind of... Going to California is an extensive trip.
Yeah, it's a lot.
From Athens, GA, so...
Athens, GA, baby! Oh, I'm so excited to listen to that podcast episode, and you guys are going to be so excited when you hear where Brooke's moving, so it's going to be a good time. We love you guys.
Big announcements. Love you guys all so much. We'll chat
again
soon.
See you guys next week. Bye!
Bye!